This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Milky Monday, brought to you by Clarifly Larvicide, where you get more than just a fly control product. You get more expertise and control to prevent the emergence of flies from the manure of treated cattle. Contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com to learn more.
Matt, last week was the American Dairy Products Institute and the American Butter Institute annual conference in Chicago. What did you glean from it?
Yeah, it was wonderful. One of the largest industry gatherings since the pandemic began. Somewhere around 1,000 people in attendance. It was nice to get to feel the buzz of the room. And in some senses, it was optimistic. Certainly on the export front, I think even at that conference alone, there was a significant amount of deals done in terms of cheese exports. But on the other hand, there's also some pessimism related to these lockdowns in China and ultimately how that is affecting dairy product prices, milk powder, and whey products specifically.
Any idea how long that will last?
I'm no good at predicting how the pandemic is going to go and their reaction to it. What I can say, though, is as it sits now, there's somewhere around 500 ships waiting to unload off the coast of China. And those ships have something like a fifth of all the containers sitting in the world. And as a consequence of that, we are seeing kind of a worsening container shortage, which, of course, is, you know, just add that to the list of logistics problems. From what I understand is that once China begins to relieve lockdowns, that it'll take 2 months for them to clear that port backlog.
Switching gears, your April 22nd issue reported that second quarter cost of production will top $23 per hundredweight.
When you talk about $8 corn, it really factors into supremely high production costs. And what that means is that we can't stomach much of a decrease in dairy product prices or milk prices because it doesn't take much to fall below that level. I mean, that's a really, really high number.
We've already seen a big enough exodus of dairy farms from this country. We can't afford to lose more.
Yeah. And as you kind of put it all together, the inflation is real, certainly on the cost side, and the logistics disruptions that have plagued us in the pandemic, we're still working through them.
Matt Gould, editor and market analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter in Batavia, New York.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Another simple miracle moment with Hank and Laura.
It is natural to want to be successful, yet very few people can clearly define what success looks like for them. It can make it even harder to define success because there are many areas of life to apply that question to.
Understanding what success looks like for you helps you know what you should or shouldn't be working on. Imagine success being like a Velcro on a wall. If you throw something at it and it sticks, do it. If not, maybe it doesn't belong on your to-do list.
It is important to realize that success is almost never the result of an individual person. Success is almost always a team effort.
Some questions to reflect on. How do I define success for various areas of my life? Where have I had success, and who should I celebrate that with? Who can I add to my circle of influence to expand my success?
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
Introducing Agilin Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. Learn more at theagilinstory.com.
It's time to determine new dietary guidelines for Americans. Eve Studi of USDA's Food and Nutrition Service.
This is a multi-year process developing the dietary guidelines. The latest edition was released in December of 2020, and here we are, 2022, kicking off the first step. We will aim to have the next edition published by the end of 2025. The topics and questions that you'll see at dietaryguideline.gov have a focus on nutrition and health across the lifespan. It's looking at patterns of what people eat and drink over time.
She says the public comment period's underway regarding scientific questions in the first step to develop the latest dietary guidelines for Americans. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.